RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Rob Ray joins Chauffeur Bulldog game days at 4. Howard and Jeremy welcome Marty Biron Thursday mornings at 7:30 on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And there they all are right there. What's in there? Sal Capaccio's in there. Jeremy White, Chauffeur Bulldog. There's Alan Davis, John and Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro. The whole crew is in there.
Really?
And you know what? Paul is the only one upstairs working. The rest of the guys are on vacation. Working
9 to 5. What a way. I remember that clip. Because about 2 minutes later, or not 2 minutes, like 30 seconds later, I noticed the camera's still on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I dabbed on camera.
You did a thing.
I did a thing.
That was a choice.
I did a thing on purpose. I looked up and like, this is going on for too long. And then, like any weirdo high schooler, apparently, I dabbed. Paul, I'm glad you weren't there for that because I would have embarrassed you. I'm okay with embarrassing everybody else, but not you, Paul.
I can't believe you'd do that with Rob Ray talking. You're lucky he didn't annihilate you.
Right? I think that I got away with one there, but you know, Rob will have plenty of opportunities to flame anybody that walks around because that's just how he is. That's who he is, and we love him for it. But yeah, no, I already have enough that I can be embarrassed with. So yeah, you're right. It's good that I went under the radar on that one and at that time was still very new to this company. So imagine the horror that I would become. Hamilton, how was your holidays?
I thought you still were new to the company. Who are you, by the way?
Oh yeah, I'm actually, I don't have anything clever for this. You got me. Paul, how was your holidays though?
Not bad. How about you?
Hey, you know, busy, but, you know, we get through it. And you just say hi, you smile to everyone, and you get everyone going there. Paul?
Derek found out he's not a family guy. Sorry, I had to jump in here.
Hang on. I'm a limited social battery guy. Not that. 4 days in a row is a lot to have different family members around. So that's what's been going on.
Well, I was very, very lucky. I was invited by a very dear person to their family Christmas, mm-hmm. So that was kind of awesome.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time, Paul, but it's back to work. And knowing you, you probably were concocting something anyway, even with the holiday break, because you never stop. And that's what we love about you, Paul. But Sabres tonight trying to make it 8 in a row. There is an interesting obstacle here. No Rasmus Dahlin for Buffalo tonight.
Yeah, he's in Sweden with his fiance for the holiday. Good. So they gave him this game off. And Lindy Ruff said he'll likely be back for Monday and Wednesday. So he'll meet the team in – which one's first? St. Louis. So he'll meet the team in St. Louis.
All right, there we go. So the Sabres, they haven't had a good time without Dahlin in the lineup so far this year. But they need to get past one game here, Paul. And it's against the Bruins squad that has beaten them both opportunities that they've squared off this year.
Yeah, Lindy Ruff talked about it just a few minutes ago. The first one was a really bad game. But at the end of the day, as poorly as the Sabres played, and it wasn't one of their worst games, it was basically a 2-1 game for Boston. Right up, Boston scored the empty netter with 3 seconds left to make it 3-1. So they could have stolen points in that game. You know, tied up with some goofy goal after you pulled the goaltender. And you know, go to overtime and steal some points out of it. The second game, he thought they played much better, and they wound up losing in overtime. That was the game, you might recall, where Rasmus Dahlin blew a tire in overtime, and Boston had a outnumbered situation coming the other way. So it was just one of those bad luck situations where you lose the point in overtime.
I remember that play because that was one where Dahlin blows a tire. Thompson tries to do a little too much, one on three effectively. And then as Dahlin blows a tire, it just turns into calamity the other way. And two on one, Lion can't stop what's going to happen there. But, Paul, the other correlation with that is that's also back when the Sabres could not figure out how to win on the road. This game's at home.
Yeah, and they have figured out how to, you know, they've won seven. I believe five of them have been on the road, if I'm not mistaken, two at home and five on the road after they had one road win all year. And they finally figured out, even Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who will be tonight's goaltender, figured it out. He went into New Jersey 0-4-1 on the road and played one of his better, if not his best, games of the season. I remember seeing quotes from when he talked to reporters after the game, and he basically just said, I just had to start stepping up. It didn't matter if it was at home or on the road, whatever. He goes, it just got to a point where I needed to step up, and he did. He made some big saves in that game while Buffalo was trying to find their legs in the first half of the game, and really, really played well.
Paul, other notes from practice, Jason Zucker is back skating with the team, so that does look like there's a return relatively soon there for number 17 for the Sabres.
Yeah, he hadn't talked to the trainers yet as if he's going to be going on the trip or not, so he didn't know. He said that's a discussion they'll have, but he came back a lot quicker from when he was sick for 2 weeks because he was awfully weak and had lost a lot of weight, really couldn't do anything physically, and he was a little worried about his conditioning too, but he came back much sooner from that than we would have thought, so it wouldn't shock me to see him play in St. Louis after a couple of days on the ice. We'll see. He looked fine out there today. He said he felt fine. The injury was just a freak thing. He says, hey, it's one of those things. What are you going to do? You know, and he's funny. I mean, if you listen to him on the pregame, he is pretty funny. He said, yeah, I don't really feel all that loved or wanted on this team anymore. They're 7-0 without him. So he goes, yeah, I guess that doesn't look good for me. But, you know, he's talking about that. And then he goes, yeah, you guys, you're talking about how great we are. We won seven in a row and all that. He goes, you know what? We lose a game and then you're all in a tizzy because we lose a game. And he goes, we don't play any different in the loss than we did in the win. And I'm like, yeah, right. Tell me you haven't played any differently as a team in these seven games where you're doing a great job of protecting leads. You're getting good goaltending. Tell me you're not playing better. Really?
And I feel like that's going to be something where it's becoming a little contagious. Wouldn't you say there, Joe?
Yeah, Paul, the vibe has been referenced a couple times throughout the week. Lindy Ruff joined Joe DiBiase earlier on the morning show and mentioned, you know, the vibe's good, take the wins as they get them kind of a thing. And you can kind of, I guess, just see it through the organization since the change of GM and just the building in general, right? The fans there. It seems like a totally different atmosphere. Are you noticing anything at practice? And I guess what's your take on the vibe and if it really has changed all that much?
Yeah, you got to where I was going to go with this. Yeah, definitely with the players, but it's a sellout crowd tonight. You know, so you remember the opening night where the Sabres couldn't score? And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, come on. I mean, you're everybody's excited because it's a new season and you got a new defense and all that, and you don't even score a goal, really. You know, you got a sellout crowd in here, and it's, you know, everybody's ready to roll. So they're playing a Bruin team that's beaten them twice. They've only gotten one out of 4 points from, but the Boston Bruins still haven't left Boston yet. They're supposed to be on the ice right now. So something, I don't know if something's wrong with their plane. I don't know if it's weather.
It's got to be from the storm that hit the Northeast.
But something is not right, and they are not here yet. So their food is here. I noticed their breakfast under heat lamps. Now, for fans that don't know, the hallways in this place are ice cold because you have to keep this place cold to keep the ice. Otherwise, you lose the ice if you try to keep it too heated in here. And people have come to games, I'm sure, are freezing in here. So
Joe.
Here they are with their eggs and everything out there, you know, a catered breakfast, and there are these little lights over the top of them. I thought, no chance. This food is probably so ice cold right now, but the Bruins aren't here to eat it. So,
are you gonna
guys, if we need
by?
a free cold breakfast, come on down.
Yeah, I was going to say, Paul, you mind sniping something real quick for science? We need to find out how cold it is for them. For science, we need this. But also, you mentioned like the cold and like how some people will come in here, and I'm staring right at Joe Callie right now, who
I was surprised. I'd
shivering
only been...
in his shoes the last time he was up in the press box.
I'd only been up there for Bandits games, so of course not. Yeah. Not nearly as cold. So Brian Koziel had to plug the heater in, all that stuff, and got me all
set. Well, the beautiful thing about it is, too, is it's an ice rink. They keep it very cold. And then when the players get on the ice, it's like fans. Like us fans you use in the summertime. So you're basically blowing the cold air all around the arena once you get players down there skating and everything. So, and this isn't even the coldest arena. It's not even close. Boston's a lot worse than this. I mean, I usually can sit in the arena with a suit coat on and I'm fine. That arena, even with an overcoat on, is just and believe it or not, Anaheim is a very cold arena too.
Okay.
But but anyway, the Bruins, you know, they haven't traveled yet. So not only have they not been on the ice, they're not going to get their morning skate. So,
routine, yeah.
you know, Buffalo with a sellout crowd, you know, you still have to be hyped up if you're on the team that you've won 7 in a row and be proud of yourselves about that, but not too proud of yourselves and get ahead of yourselves. And that's the trap for this team because they've done this before. It's like, this team has no chance against us. We're the Buffalo Sabres. And then they get all hot and bothered because they won 2 games in a row or something, and then they come out and lay an egg. And that's what Kekalainen talked about right in his first press conference after he thanked the Pegulas. It was right out of the gate that he talked about there's talent on this team. He likes the talent on the team. It's one of the reasons why he came to the organization. But what he doesn't like is the tendency this team has to, you know, play a team that they're better than, but the effort's not there. And he goes, that's totally inexcusable. That will not be tolerated. And that's something that has to change. Now, obviously, that's changed in the 7-game winning streak. But, you know, don't get all excited that, oh, look, the Bruins haven't been on the ice for 3 days and now their plane's late. When are they going to get here? And come out thinking all you got to do is throw your sticks out here and beat the Bruins.
Yeah, I would think that's probably something a lot about this. But, Paul, you mentioned Kekalainen, and I didn't get your thoughts from Wednesday when Kekalainen was talking with the small scrum. You were part of it there, and you brought the audio to us that week of, you know, what the GM has been doing, the moves that he's made, and the belief that he's had in this team because of how hot that they've continued to be. And then they would proceed to win against Ottawa that night as well.
Yeah, I mean, he said, you know, he has never said he's keeping Lindy Ruff, or he hasn't said he's keeping anybody. Kind of indicated that he's going to keep the assistant general managers Jerry Fortin and Mark Jakubowski, because we asked about them the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because Flynn comes in doing the same thing Jakubowski does. So I was wondering if maybe Jakubowski might, you know, be looking for another opportunity. Even though I've always felt he's done a good job. I mean, he's a salary cap guy. He's a contracts guy. He knows his stuff. He's been here through multiple GMs. But it sounds like, from what he said, he didn't come right out and say it, but he basically said he likes the jobs that they're doing. And it sounds like that way. But everybody is under evaluation, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, whether it's a scout. No matter who it is, everybody is under evaluation in the hockey department, to top to bottom, from Kekalainen.
And now, when it comes to that night against Ottawa, though, an unlikely face is the one that dominates it there. Bo Byram, I think he needed that kind of game against Ottawa, where he dominates on the score sheet. He creates a couple of these big plays. He scores the game-winning goal. He's a factor in all 3 goals, as a matter of fact. For Byram, with how up and down he can be consistently in his own zone, I thought that this was a great night for him against Ottawa, and a chance now to build on that. With Dahlin out, they're going to lean on Byram a little bit more, as well as with Power and everyone else.
I believe that Byram's a good hockey player, and I applaud the signing. But he just seemed lost for a lot of this year, and I couldn't understand it. I couldn't. People say why? I don't know. I just maybe the mistakes were just building up, and he lost his confidence, and then he'd be turning the puck over, and a couple of turnovers wind up in the net. He had two turnovers in one game. They both wound up in the net. And it's just like, what is happening with him? It didn't matter, you know, the pair with Dahlin wasn't working. The numbers showed that that wasn't good. Every pair he was on, the numbers went, you know, plummeting down, and it was just like, what is wrong? And then I would say, well, through this winning streak, he's back to being Bo Byram again. He's got his confidence back, and you know, the offense we've seen come through, but defensively, I mean, he's been very good. You know, part of the Sabre, all of the Sabres that are really cutting down on the turnovers, and their puck management has been very good, and I think his puck management has been very good too. He's reading plays beautifully, both offensively and defensively, and this is the guy that the Sabres thought they were trading for. But I just didn't get it. I didn't understand what was happening earlier in the year, because he certainly didn't look like the Bo Byram that I had seen over since he's been in the NHL.
And Paul, you mentioned the confidence thing. We've seen this team, especially through Adams' tenure, with lengthy losing streaks. We had the 13 last year, the 18 in 2021. But now we're seeing the other side of it. This is the longest win streak that they've had within this group of players, and the longest win streak that the Sabres have had since 2018. Looking at how relaxed it seems like they are playing, they are more confident, they are playing more structured. This is a little refreshing side of things to see from the Sabres.
Yeah, I'm looking up and down the roster. That was Dahlin's draft year, so I think maybe he would have been there for the 10-game winning streak. I'd have to look that up. But most of these guys that have been Sabres, not Zucker or Greenway, but have just been nothing but Sabres, this is the first time they've ever been on a winning streak like this. And so it's the first time they've gotten, you know, a chance to feel this. And some of the veterans that have come from other organizations have felt this before. But, you know, this is new for Tage Thompson. You know, this is new for, you know, Owen Power and Krebs and Quinn and Osland. And you know, I don't know if Josh Doan had a winning streak like this in Arizona or not, or Utah. But it's new for a lot of these guys. So, you know, they have to be able to, you know, now channel this the right way. And you remember earlier in the season when the Sabres couldn't put more than two games together, Tage Thompson was beside himself after games. It's just like, I don't understand how we get all full of ourselves. We win two games and we think we're better than we are. And I've heard that so many times out of that room. And finally, you know, when they started this streak, they're handling winning better. You know, as a lot of people think, well, how do you handle losing? You got to be able to handle losing better. This team has to handle winning better and realize that, you know, yeah, if they're a better team than the other team, it's because they worked hard. They're not better than any team in the National Hockey League when they don't work and they don't go to the net and they're sloppy with the puck. They're not better than anybody. So I think they realize that, you know, it's going to take work to win hockey games, and they're putting the work in.
Paul, I've been meaning to ask you about this, the Alex Tuch situation. And I hear Kekalainen's comments at the introductory press conference, right? And kind of, paraphrasing, of course, but not just wanting to make the playoffs, but win the cup, right? Like, go all the way. It's not just about making the playoffs. Do you think he will re-sign Alex Tuch, or the team will re-sign Alex Tuch, or are you kind of leaning towards maybe trading him for some assets? I'm not sure. I just kind of hear so many different things. I'm curious to see where you're at on this.
You'll find out with me. I don't pay any attention to rumors whatsoever, because most of 99% of them are false and never come true. So I basically ignore them. Now, Kekalainen said himself in a Sabre feature, Beyond the Blue and Gold, Nicole Hendricks was telling him about something that had been written that he's going to be setting up a meeting with Tuck's agent. He goes, "I've already talked to him."
Yeah, so I saw that clip. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yes, we've heard from the horse's mouth. They've been in touch. They've already begun talking about it. So, and he had said at his first press conference that he had been in on the meetings anyway. You know, so or no, Alex Tuck said that when we talked to Alex Tuck about it, when the change GM, that he said that Kekalainen had been in on the meetings anyway, so this won't be strange to him, like new, brand new negotiations or anything like that. Now, he may have a different opinion on the worth of the player as far as how much money he should get than Kevin Adams. We'll probably never know that. But, you know, I get the impression that he would really like to sign him, and I don't think he's given up in any way, shape, or form. Today is December 27th. The trade deadline is until March 6th. There's plenty of time to get a negotiation going and to, you know, try to get a contract signed.
All right, Paul. Well, it's going to be an interesting one to see if they hit 8 in a row tonight. It would be a chance to also break the 0-10-2 record that the Sabres have without Dahlin. They're going to have to get through another game without him. But we'll see what they're able to do tonight against Boston, and we'll hear from you on pregame later tonight.
And by the way, Byram took his place on the power play. Power stayed on the other power play. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how Power has played the power play his whole career. I looked it up. I believe it was he has 30 career power play points, and he's been in the power play his whole career. That's it. 30. Makar probably has 30 power play points in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – but they continue to just keep putting him out there and keep putting him out there and keep putting him out there, and that's one I'm kind of – lost on.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, and obviously I was going to let you go here, but I will grow on this point a little bit more, especially because Power has been very effective as one of their better penalty killers this year. On the second-ranked penalty kill unit, I would imagine just give Power more opportunity to be focusing on the penalty kill, let Byram take that second spot, because Byram has the offensive numbers that Power does not this year, not just, you know, overall. It looks like that Byram has been producing a little bit more, so I would think you should be rewarding him with that and let Power just work on the penalty kill where he's been playing pretty well.
Yeah, and that's the thing I don't understand with Timmins and Power. They are excellent penalty killers. I mean, Timmins is a shot-blocking machine, you know, when they're on killing penalties, and very, very rarely turns the puck over. Rarely. And it's just, you know, it's you know, kind of fun to see. But 5-on-5, they both have struggled. And that's when they do start giving the puck away and having their problems. Oh, I gave him Owen Power in 277 games has 20 power play points. I gave him 10 points too many. 20.
And this year,
one power play goal in his career. One.
And this year, Byram has 3 power play points to Power's 0. So
yeah,
it is
277 games, and they just keep rolling them out there. And I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the contract might have a thing or two to say about it, but at the same time,
I don't
you might need to move
because
on.
Because of a contract.
Yeah.
I play people who produce.
Right, exactly. But, you know, maybe it has something. I'm trying to find answers here, Paul. I'm reaching. But I might have pulled something reaching for something there. So I think we're going to take our time out and let you go here.
All right. Sounds good. Nice talking, guys.
Hey, Paul, thanks for joining us here, and we'll hear from you on pregame. And here's to looking at possibly 8 in a row.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Full house here tonight.
Full house here tonight, and we'll hear from Paul on pregame. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
That's Paul Hamilton on the West Shore Hotline. Sabres, Bruins, 7 o'clock tonight at KeyBank Center in a full house. I do want to expound a little bit more on the Sabres coming up here as we are looking at possibly win number 8 in a row and how they've crushed some of the numbers that have really been dogging them during the 7-game win streak and how tonight, well, you have to break another one if you're going to get to win number 8.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Here's McLeod now, in across the Ottawa line, for Byram, one timer scores! Bo Byram, overtime winner in Ottawa! Merry Christmas, Saberhood! Buffalo continues their winning ways as the streak marches on!
The amount of geeked up I was on Wednesday morning was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I come in to produce Owen Parker's here, we have a little back and forth at 5 in the morning about events that happened the night before, and I was putting the update together, and I had that clip in there. There's just, oh my God, makes you feel so warm inside. It's so interesting to me, right? Because, like, this team's looking up, trending up, for the first time in a long time. And yes, it is early. It's a 7-game win streak.
They also have a lot of damage that they've had to undo.
Exactly.
They've jumped 3 teams.
Luckily, though,
they've won 7 games in a row, Joe. They've jumped 3 teams.
Yes. But the division this year gives you hope that they can continue and just keep doing that.
I'm
right?
just more so or less highlighting the damage that has been done to start the year.
Yeah. And it was damage. But they're making moves in the front office, they're winning games. Like, this team is juicing you up like it really hasn't been able to do since that 10-game win streak, I feel like, with the Jack Eichel-led team, right? Like, that's what last time I remember being really excited about this team was that. 1 point out, sure, but at that point it was like you had an opportunity, you should have been able to just be in that year, right? So, I don't know. But being able to experience this now is so nice because the Bills are just the same old story, like for me at least, right? And I think having something fresh injected into the veins, like, oh, the Sabres are exciting and this building sold out and they're really fun to watch again, that's much needed and much appreciated. So that's
803-0550 is the number to call if you want to get in on this. Sabres looking at win number 8 in a row. They will not have Rasmus Dahlin tonight. Bills trying to hunt for any playoff scenario that they can right now. They can get themselves to the 5 seed. They can go ahead and try to get to the AFC's crown.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a non-zero chance at the 1 seed, apparently.
It's alive.
If there's things that have to be done there.
And do you believe in the Jets? 803-0550.
No, not at all. I'll help you out with that one.
No?
0%.
I'm putting out a poll right now to get people's take on this, actually. It's an uphill battle, but the division's still in play for the Bills. New England's seeing some injuries.
All right.
Do you have any confidence the Jets get the job done and the Bills control their own destiny after that?
Put a choice in the Jets.
Yes, or choice number 2, they're the Jets. So feel free to vote.
Yeah. So we'll put a pin in that one. because I do want to expound a little bit more on the Sabres here and the fact that they've been crushing some numbers that that have been really been the bane of their existence within this winning streak of theirs. At the start of the road trip, remember how I said it? It was the crossroads of the season, right, Joe?
Yes.
You have to come out of this at least 500. And at the start of it, they go 1-3. They are winless. They are pointless through the first three games of this. And you're really starting to wonder, okay, yep, this is the end of the season. You're going to be dead by Christmas again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this thing where you feel the pain all over again. And it's the same old thing. Like, you just appreciated how it is different.
Mm-hmm.
But at the start of the six-game rotor, they are not looking like things are going to be different. They are looking like things are going to be the same. And the problem is, the same from last year is, you're playing out 4 months on the string. And whatever. Who cares? Just let me know whenever everybody gets fired, basically, is where I was starting to sit at.
Mm-hmm.
On one of the Sabres pregames, Brian Kostal has me on, and I leave with the sentence, I'm going to go cry now. Like, that's where they had me.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, by the way, Brian and I are joking about this a good amount of how I'm oftentimes now looking like a worse curse of Sabres pregame than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. You got to keep you 10 feet away from that.
Yeah, keep me 15 feet away from it.
Yeah.
Because anytime that I've hosted or even joined in as a guest, they have not won. So they do win eventually, and it starts with Edmonton. They do win, and they almost very much did not win that game. Remember, Connor McDavid ties it up with like a second left or like 1.2 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get that one, then they get another against Vancouver, and then another against Seattle. That's where it gets to where all of a sudden you're stacking wins together. And in those three games, they more than doubled their amount of wins on the road.
Yeah, right.
So that's already, you're crushing numbers. They add two more to it on the road. It looks like they really have kind of figured out the road woes as of right now. The penalty kill stays at second in the league right now.
The penalty kill has been one of the better parts of this team, even in the rough part of the season.
Consistently, it's been one of the best. The power play has moved up to middle of the pack.
And that's, I would take any jump from a terrible power play, like, in all seriousness.
At the start of the year, works. It was Jason Zucker and a bag of magic pixie dust is the only way we're scoring on the power play.
Yes.
Oh, he's sick? Great.
Wonderful.
But then Josh Norris comes back. And he has been probably your best forward. And all apologies to Tage Thompson, but it does look like Norris has been consistently their best forward. Thompson is a streaky player. When he's on, he's on. When he's not, he's very much not.
Yeah, he mirrors the goaltender in a way of Lukanen being hot and cold like that. So,
but with Josh Norris, it does look like he is consistently looking like one of your better players.
Mm-hmm. Just need to keep him healthy. That's literally his story, right?
Yes.
Just keep him on the ice somehow.
And Norris, oddly enough, here's where your consistency is with him. In 10 games, he has 10 points. He is a point-per-game player. That is consistency. For consistency's sake. It's a player that is making sure he's getting himself on the score sheet. Even if it's ugly, he's still making it happen. You've got the play of Noah Östlund, who's been a very balanced player for them, and he's really impressed Lindy Ruff to a point where it almost seemed like Östlund was a tipping point for the management change. Because they're holding on to three goalies. Lindy Ruff, on the road trip, as a matter of fact, laments that Östlund's being sent down, says the only negative about him is that he's being sent down. But you are getting better play. You are getting top six additional help there with how Norris has been able to work himself into this. Conversely, one of the big pieces from the Jack Eichel trade, Peyton Krebs, has 11 points in 36 games.
He does.
And
him
Norris,
and that mustache. I was so surprised to see that happening.
And
honestly,
Norris has 10 points in 10. So all of a sudden, it's just, yeah, the guy might be one of your most consistent. He just needs to stay healthy.
Yes.
Dahlin has been fantastic for them. They're 13-6 since he came back. When he went and he knew he had to visit his fiance, he knew that that was something that was holding him back, and he knew he needed to clear that up.
He's been on a tear.
He's been on a tear. As a matter of fact, if we look at, again, you want to look at close to point per gamers, Dahlin's got 28 points in 33 games.
Mm-hmm.
He has not played the full season. And he is third on this team in scoring again. All of a sudden, it is looking like it's back. You got vintage Dahlin. Like, as if Dahlin has been, like, going bad or anything. But you got some of that good stuff, though, against the Islanders. When he cuts through four guys on a power play goal, coast to coast, solo shots it. And that's the stuff you saw in Frölunda.
Yeah, and we were talking about this a little bit off the air, just seeing him do that, and that's happened multiple times this season already.
Yep.
Like, that is your captain. That is a superstar. He looks like a figure skater out there with a bunch of bricks moving around him. Like, it's remarkable to watch that. And I love that he's tapping into that part of his game again from what we haven't really seen, because Ralph Kruger tried to put the needle in that early.
But that's the confidence. That's the confidence of winning so many games in a row. And now getting to seven. And now you have a chance at eight. And now you need to crush one more number, Joe. Your power play was so poor, it moved up to the middle of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Your road record was so poor, they've now more than tripled that.
Yeah. Whoa.
In one streak.
Mm-hmm.
You're 0-10-2 without Rasmus Dahlin in the lineup. What's going to give today?
Yeah.
Is it going to be your winning streak? Or is it going to be you beat another number?
The way this team's been playing, I'm leaning towards you get another number. You take it down.
You beat another number.
I'm 100% leaning towards that.
So,
but with this team, I would be remiss if I didn't also hedge my emotional bet and say, you know, eight's a lot.
Like, eight's a lot.
They have to lose another game at some point, right? You, like, they're also not just going to win.
You also are dealing with Kesselring working his way back. You are dealing with Connor Timmins having a broken leg, and now Rasmus Dahlin's out. So yeah. You are dealing with, now you have to play Bryson and Metsä or Ryan Johnson for a game here. And can you get through it one more time is really what I would say to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that they're playing, that's what I'm asking. Can you get through it one more time? That's what we need. That's what the fans need to see here. And you've been a better team on the road at home than you have been on the road all throughout the year. And the last two times that you faced Boston, they were in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to come to your barn.
Right.
Where you're better. And they're not on their usual routine today. They just arrived. Our own Paul Hamilton, he got done with us and he saw that Boston showed up.
Yep. He couldn't get his breakfast, unfortunately.
He couldn't get their breakfast.
The cold breakfast.
But the Bruins got their cold breakfast. So there you go.
They did.
And I don't know how much of an impact it's really going to have.
No, they were there within literally the segment. So I don't know. It's not like they're showing up at 5 p.m. or
yeah,
whatever.
No, yeah. It's not like they've been massively delayed to where even they're showing up at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And really, so much of the routine is ruined. But some of it is.
Also, just from, and you would know this from having played sports back in the day, sometimes resting and tapering is better for you than getting back out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there are positives.
But you do want to get a practice in when the entire league's been off for 4 days.
Yeah, right.
Because I remember what the Sabres looked like when they didn't have a game for 4 days and they started against the Philadelphia Flyers, a game that both of us were at.
Yeah.
And the first 20 minutes were awful. And you're thinking, thank goodness. Well, I was thinking, thank goodness you managed to get away with this one tied at one. Mm. You had different thoughts.
Yeah, I was a little more furious the fact that they only had three shots on net, but that's neither here nor there.
But then I looked at it as, you only had three shots on net and you're tied at one.
Yeah, it says more about the Flyers, actually.
You actually go away laughing.
Yeah.
That you're like, I can't believe we got out of that tied. Thanks, Alex Lyon. And then they tilt the ice. This might be an opportunity to do the same thing, where the Bruins might not be able to have their legs under them.
Right.
It may be a morning skate. It may be a practice. But they don't have their legs under them. You got a little bit more in. You got a little bit more work in. That can allow you an opportunity. And also, it's about time you beat the freaking Bruins.
Yeah, it's time. That's another thing that needs to topple. Numbers and beating the Bruins. So,
you're 0-2 against Boston this year.
Yeah. Don't let them get close to sweeping you. Make that change now.
Make that change now. Make it happen. So,
and if there's confidence you can have in the team to do it, it's this version that we're currently watching.
And
so,
part of this also has to do with, it's a shame that it had to happen like this. but Colton Ellis's injury allows the team to play two goalies again and allows the goalies, I talked about rhythm. It allows the goalies to have rhythm. It allows the goalies to have their usual work. It's unfortunate how it happened, but now the team has two goalies in the rotation again. There's not a third goalie that's messing with the practice structure. And it's none of the players' faults. It's former management. Current management will have to deal with it when Ellis is finally healthy and they activate him off of injured reserve. They might take their time, though, considering there's a roster freeze.
Yeah, that's right.
You have an opportunity. Even Luukkonen is playing better when it's a two-man rotation. Get the win tonight. And it really kind of proves more of that. Of, yeah, this is what happens when you carry three goalies. Like, the goalies don't play well. That's just a fact. Because you're not divvying up the work as you should be. It's not a routine. It is now chaos. Alex Lyon has been the Sabres' best goaltender. And typically, he's been on his A game when it's a two-goalie rotation. Luukkonen played well twice now over this, or actually once during this win streak, because Lyon has been eaten.
Yeah, he's been eating everyone
but
alive.
Luukkonen, in the game that he plays on the road, where he's been terrible, all of a sudden it's two goalies and he's kind of back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Luukkonen has not had an opportunity to be part of a two-goalie rotation all year.
No, he hasn't. And is whatever I think about Luukkonen, I struggle with him. Because I think he got the contract a little too early because he had one consistent season where he was known to be extremely hot and then extremely cold in variance, right, just throughout the season. I think you're still getting a semblance of that. I think it is more consistent, especially in the two goalie rotation. Like you said, it helps, but
it's not an accident, though.
I'm in on Luukkonen as a backup. Truthfully, you need to find a true starting goaltender because Lyon also, I think, is a backup.
Yes.
So you have two backups basically splitting the season right now. So, and Ellis, we'll see what happens when he's healthy, because then, like you said, a decision is going to have to be made. Right now, dealing with a roster freeze, but I don't know. It's going to be really interesting, because I know Lindy Ruff, by the way he's been speaking about it throughout the season, is not the biggest fan of three-goalie rotation.
And
I don't think Kekalainen is the biggest fan of this three-goalie rotation.
He was asked about it, and he wanted to answer immediately on that. Ever since November 21st, when Luukkonen takes on Chicago, doesn't really have to lift much of a finger because the Sabres scored 9 goals that night.
Mm-hmm.
He's been kind of the regular rotational piece. It's whoever the other guy is that is the part that's really being thrown into flux. He's 2 days later, he's the guy that plays in Carolina. A win against Carolina, by the way. He 3 days later plays at Pittsburgh. Loses. He plays against Winnipeg. Wins. 4 days later against Winnipeg, loses. 3 days later against Calgary, it's a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Does not have a start. As a matter of fact, that Calgary game, he gets pulled after the second period.
Right.
Does not start until on the road against New Jersey during the win streak. So there's some people probably thinking a little more apprehensively about even putting Luukkonen in at all because of how Lyon played throughout the win streak. But you had Luukkonen cold, but you didn't because he had got normal practice. He's gotten normal practice reps.
Mm-hmm.
He's not rotating in with a third goaltender.
Yeah, and they're not doing the hot hand thing where all of a sudden, hey, you're in. It's your turn. And
right.
All over the place.
So all of a sudden, because when Luukkonen loses against Calgary, that's right before Ellis gets knocked out with the concussion. And it's right before they go back to a two-man group. So Luukkonen can come in as the backup, getting the normal amount of work that a goaltender should be getting. There's where it's encouraging, too. 803-0550 is the number to call. Sabres looking for win number 8 tonight against Boston, and also the Bills taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, well, tomorrow.
Yeah.
For
425.
425 for what is, as the current schedule showing up, the penultimate game at the current Highmark Stadium. Do you have any feelings about that? Is that something that's going to pull at the heartstrings? Well, give us a call. We'll be happy
still
to talk
the Jets
about that
game,
as well.
I guess, right?
Penultimate.
Could be playing.
I'm saying that's not the final game. Penultimate means not final, but close to it.
Yeah.
So, if you've got something about that, like what if you can't make it to the Jets game, for example? but you are able to go to that one.
That's the red helmet game. I think everyone's making it to that Jets game. But
what I'm saying is you're able to get tickets to the Philly game and not the Jets game.
Maybe
that's in your feelings as well.
Maybe.
803-0550, the number to call. It's all on the table here as we're hanging out for a little bit more than an hour. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
All right, so I have a decision to make.
Okay.
Do we take a caller and then blow up the break structure? Or do we try to stay responsible? It's the holidays. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. Paul, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays. Of course, I just, you know, heard the interview with Paul. Tough break. Tough break, Cap. Get back. Take care of business. We look forward to seeing you. That means next man up. And to me, I'm not looking for the defense to be next man up today. I want our forwards to come out. I expect Tage Thompson to dominate, but I also expect David Pastrnak to dominate. The guy I'm looking at today is Alex Tuch, who has, you know, quietly had a very good season. But there's only, I don't know if there's been any games this year where I've said Alex Tuch was the best player in the game. That's a $10.5 million player for 8 years, no problem. Tonight is the night, Alex Tuch. You want to make your money and you want to make it in this city? I'm telling you, man, tonight's going to be off the chain, especially if you guys can beat the Bruins with the Cap overseas. I'm sure he's going to be watching, or maybe he's on the Pegula jet flying and he'll be watching overseas. If you guys can beat him on the back of Alex Tuch tonight, oh, baby. I mean, it'll be nuts. And, of course, Alex Lyon, you look up in the rafters. You see number 39. You see number 30. Alex Lyon, goalies have to be great for the Buffalo Sabres to be great. We do not do well on this team. We do not make playoff runs without great goaltending, my friend. You want to introduce yourself to Buffalonians tonight, Alex Lyon? Make some saves tonight like your name is Dominic Hasek.
Paul, I'll slow you down right now. Lukanen's starting tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not what I wanted to hear, man. UPL, I'm sorry I said that. You wear number one for a reason, buddy. We will love you. We will love you. Get your glove hand working. Track those long shots. Get yourself centered in the net. Guys, That was great. Have a good one.
Happy holidays, Paul. Tonight. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Well, we'll be right back with more Sports Talk Saturday on the other side.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.